Hunter's Moon, written by Steve Gallagher, Episode 3. Whilst Randall's former aide, Killoran, is forming a plan to journey out to the Ice Palace, Randall and his fellow exile, Lobo, are trapped in the cargo shuttle that they sought to hijack. A lone figure walks the level of the orbiting ship. A figure that stands like a man, but is something else.
Don't be ridiculous, Randall. This can't be Mitchell.
Why can't it?
Well, number one, Mitchell's dead. They've probably cremated him by now. Number two, this thing isn't human.
Well, that's the whole point. You heard it say how it was made. When Central was in operation, they scanned the computer banks to get a composite impression of a native so that they could make a prototype robot. Quiet until you're spoken to. Now, which individual occupied a major share of the computer's attention during the last year?
How would I know?
Mitchell, that's who. This thing's a rough model of him. No wonder I thought I recognized it in the blizzard.
I had to guide you away. You were almost falling over the storage sheds.
Don't you see? They threw this monster together and used it to contact Marius. He tracked down the information on the Ice Palace and set up the kidnap network to provide for the building of more elaborate types of robot.
Simulacrum.
What?
He doesn't want to be called a robot. Hell, Randall, I think he's got some feeling.
What, that thing? Don't make me laugh. Machines don't feel. If it seems that way, it's a calculated effect built into the design, just like the paternity act that Central used to put on.
Is that right?
I don't know. How would I tell? They said I was
a man. We know. They said you were a man and you believe them. You're one hell of a gullible scrap pile.
So it seems. I understood what had to be the truth, but I wanted so hard to be real.
There you are, Randall. Doesn't that count for anything?
Well, like what? If you read the words in a book, you don't feel sorry for the pages. This is one of their weapons, Lobo. But it's so badly designed, there's no reason why we can't use it ourselves.
You said they were trying to get a design for a loyal simulacrum. Now, what kind of loyalty do you feel towards them?
I don't even understand what you mean. I did what I was told.
You see, I'll bet the more sophisticated versions are indistinguishable from the real thing. How far have they progressed?
There are many designs, some even less complex than me. They've no minds at all. You have to tell them in detail to do anything, and then you have to tell them to stop. Then there are others. They look like real men and women. You'd hardly know.
How long before they get what they want?
Soon, I think, but I don't know. They may be there already.
This is too big for us, Randall. We got to get back to the city.
Any chance of that?
The course of the shuttle could be changed, but I don't know how. It'll take us straight to the world ship and dock automatically onto a homing laser.
We've got to find a way. We can't take on an artificial planet full of off-worlders.
We might. This Mitchell thing must know enough about them. If we pump it, we may find a weakness.
And for what?
For the opportunity to strike for the state.
You're mad, Randall. They must have fried your brains at birth.
I am not mad. I'm elite. This is what I'm for.
Is that how it works? Somebody threatens your holy state and you automatically leap onto a box and start beating a drum. So, what happened to the rebel who killed the computer?
That wasn't an act of rebellion. It was the right thing to do.
And now the right thing to do is to turn ass backwards and get back to the city. Or doesn't the state deserve a war?
The argument's academic. We don't have the choice.
How do we know until we try?
Because the robot says it doesn't know where to start. What's happened to you, Lobo? What about the 18-carat fairy castle you were chasing?
I'm not going to find it by being target practice in a vacuum. What happened to you, Randall? Not so long ago, we were your kind. You were going to get back to the council and make them dance for it.
The same damn council that's selling the city.
They're selling it. You're going to charge in with your head down and throw it away. What's the difference in that?
Depends how successful we are.
Like, not at all.
That doesn't excuse us from trying. Look, we've got two things in our favor. They're not expecting us, and we've got access to information in the robot. Perhaps we can even use it to tap other information out of the system.
What's the use in that? They're probably twice our size. We may not even be able to breathe their air. And even if we can, we won't know where we're going or what we're doing.
That's where the robot comes in.
I'll help you. But there's a condition.
A condition? What?
You stop referring to me as a robot. I've got a name.
Mitchell? It isn't even yours.
I don't care. I want you to use it.
All right, Mitchell. As long as it gets your cooperation. But don't get any ideas about having an equal say.
I think I'm glad I'm not really a man, Randall. When I look at you, I lose all my envy.
Ah, don't get him wrong, Mitchell. He's not bad. He's just elite. They've all got this peculiar streak when it comes to the state and the city.
It's more than peculiar. It's inhuman.
Now, what is this? A symbiotic sewing circle? Now, look, Lobo, don't you see that this is the entire basis of the off-worlder approach? Accept him as a human being and he's inside your guard.
He? What happened to it?
You see how easy it is. With a name, the battle's half won.
Use it anyway. That's the price of my cooperation. You know how strong I can be, and you can't force me any other way.
Start earning your name, then. I want to know how long until we arrive, and I want some idea of the layout when we leave the shuttle. And you can tell us everything you know about the off-worlders.
Oh, I wish I was back on the ice.
I've got a reading of 55 degrees to the Ice Palace beat.
Are we as far off as that?
Well, I took us round some thick ice while you were below. It was too much to break through.
The winter's coming. That means it gets worse, if you can believe it.
Oh, I can believe it. How are the passengers?
Which ones?
All of them.
The councillors are staying warm in my cabin. The elite officers freezing to death in the cargo hold.
It's very strange. Who travelled to the cap in conditions like these out of choice?
What does it matter to you? Take the money and accept the orders.
Yeah, well, there's something going on.
Brilliant.
I mean, something underhand. Why else would Marius instruct us to accept a so-called bribe to take this Caloran out to the palace? And then there's Morden. Well, this is no place for a blind man.
It doesn't seem to worry him. He never puts a foot wrong.
Well, I think they're using Caloran for something, and he doesn't know it.
Yes, manipulation's the name of the game, and we're best to keep out of it. What's the reading now?
35 degrees and counting.
Lock off when it's down to zero and set the alarms on the sonics.
I thought it would be safer if I stayed and watched the dials.
No, I want you below in number 4 hole in plenty of time for when we arrive. As far as Kiloran's concerned, he's the only passenger on board, and I don't want him to get any ideas about wandering about and finding out any different.
Well, if that's what you want. 30 degrees and counting.
I feel it heaving. We must be smashing through the ice like so many eggshells.
Does that thought entertain you so much?
I'll say it does. Such raw power. When I was a child, I heard all the old stories and wished I could be a slingshot pilot.
A what?
A slingshot pilot. They tow the interstellar cargo trains into a tight orbit around a sun and use the momentum to release them towards the target system. It means you can save all the fuel for the deceleration. Anyway, that's what I wanted to be. If I'd known there were breakers like this, I'd have wanted to do that as well.
Oh, such a shame. Perhaps if you go onto the bridge, the captain will let you hold the wheel.
You taking a rise out of me?
Would it ever enter my head?
Anyway, we can't risk leaving here until Kalorian's being dumped at the palace.
What a joke.
He thinks he's storming in to stage a wonderful rescue act, and really he's only doing our work for us. One more prisoner and a blaster full of blanks. I wish I could see his face when he tries to fire it.
The other inmates will probably tear him apart.
I'd love to see that as well. You all set for the trip?
No, as far as I'll ever be. You know I don't even like to leave the underbelly.
Oh, you'll be okay. First you feel heavy for a while, and then you feel lighter, then you arrive and it's all normal. I got sick the first time, but it soon passed. You should be honored anyway. They're really interested in meeting you. The last time I got a message out, I told them how you helped set Kaloran up.
Of course. One of my proudest moments.
What's the matter with you, Morden? I thought you were strong. Damn it, we're carving this planet up between us, and here you are getting saintly with me.
My apologies, Marius. I have a sentimental streak which I must fight to suppress.
Oh, I understand. It's the same with me. I fight back the tears every time I think of the profit we'll make.
Have you decided where you'll go?
Not yet. There's plenty of time.
That's not what you told me.
Oh, time enough, then. It'll take at least a couple of years of running the industrial plants at full productivity to satisfy them.
Allowing for sabotage?
There won't be any sabotage. The simulacra will see to that.
You have a lot of confidence in them. What if these artificial men and women aren't the invincible force you're expecting them to be?
Wait until you've seen what one of them can do. They make the elite look like puzzled monkeys. And these are only the ones they've developed so far. The model they've got under test could probably take the city on its own.
I hope for both our sakes that your confidence is justified.
Damn right it is. Biggest opportunity of my life, the day I got a message from the Weck.
The Weck? An ugly name for an ugly race.
Nobody's asking you to sleep with them. There's nothing ugly about the wealth they're offering us.
How long until we meet the shuttle?
The captain's got the coordinates from last time and he keeps his mouth shut. I don't know about the kid with him. I've never seen him before. Captain says he can handle him.
I hear footsteps. Down below, in the ship.
What? Oh, I was forgetting your hearing. Probably Killoran getting ready to go. He should be somewhere underneath us.
We're stopping.
We may have arrived. We seem to have been traveling long enough. Opening the hatch and maneuvering to the loading ramp. We're at the palace, all right. This is where Killoran gets off.
I wish there were windows in this thing. I'd like to see the main ship from the outside before we arrive.
You should have asked me. I could have given you a view before we were picked up by the homing laser.
I thought you had no control over the ship's systems.
Officially, I haven't. But I found that there are certain points on the consoles where I can link in and draw information from the memory. A full-scale simulacrum can do it better.
I thought you said you didn't know how to alter the guidance systems on the shuttle.
And it's true. I can get access. I wouldn't know where to start.
Curiosity made him try. That's a human weakness, Randall.
I'm more interested in human strengths. Now, are we clear on what happens when we arrive and that loading bay door opens?
Sure. We jump out and run like hell.
Didn't you pay any attention to the plan?
Oh, the plan? Oh, sure. It's a great plan. Who wants to get killed in a scramble when you can do it nice and orderly?
Don't you remember any of it?
We hide, and Mitchell unloads Willis and the others as normal. Then we sneak out and run up the nearest corridor. That's a hell of a plan.
All right, so it's not much.
Not much, not much. It's nothing. You're mad, Rand.
Mad or not, I got you out of the Ice Palace.
Yeah, look what you got me into. In my own way, I was happy until you came along.
Well, go back then. Nobody's stopping you.
Look, this may come as a surprise to you, Randall. But you're not the only one who doesn't want the city wiped out. I'll work to prevent it. And even if I think it's justified, put my own life on the line for it. But that doesn't mean I'm prepared to get all holy and charge out yelling only to get spread over the nearest wall. I'll tell you something else, too. I'm prepared to do it because it's what I want to do. Not because I was picked out of the hospital at birth and trained and taught and made to jump through hoops for 20 years. I make my own decisions.
I don't care if you make your own dresses. But Mitchell's told us that he's never been far beyond the docking area and he's never actually seen one of the creatures.
That's right. The place always looks deserted.
Without information, all we can do is move fast and think on our feet. Are you saying that your reactions are better than mine?
No.
There you are, then. I'm prepared to put my life on the line and be first out. We should agree to let me decide where to go and how to get there, because we won't have the time to confer. Now, what's wrong with that?
Oh, it's wonderful. We all die as heroes.
What's your alternative?
At this stage, nothing. But it doesn't mean I'm signing myself over on a permanent basis. If there's anything I want to say at a later stage, I'll say it, whether it screws your plans up or not.
No, I'm not arguing with that.
Outer gates are closed. The dock's pressurizing to match the atmosphere.
Oh, so soon?
What did you expect? You're not going to hear anything through a vacuum.
Is the dock guarded?
Not as such. They know the city's got no space technology, but that doesn't mean there won't be some sort of simulacra around. When they've used the men for patterning, they let them loose, and the simulacra hunt them down for practice. Watch out for Valum.
Valum? Who's he?
Valum's not a he. She's one of the more advanced models, and she's good. I've heard say she's the best they've got until they get the final model out of its tests.
You say they let men loose and hunt them? Where?
In the corridors where we're going.
I knew it. Head first into the killing bomb.
Think positive. We're men. They're just gadgets.
Thanks, Randall.
I'm sorry, but it's true.
It's pressurized. The doors will open any minute, and I'll have to be down there. Now stay out of sight until we know what's happening outside. Something wrong, Valum?
Try not to take your usual eternity over the unloading, Mitchell. The shuttle has to do a fast turnaround and return to the Ice Palace to collect the two counselors.
Do I have to go?
I wouldn't know. Do you honestly think it matters?
There might be loading to do.
There isn't. You can stay here and spare the counselors your presence. The shuttle navigates just as well without you.
Yes, Valum.
Get your crates on the way to the patterning shops and then clear the area. We're in the middle of a sweep to eliminate the remnants of the last batch you ferried up. The patterning shops rejected them.
I'm sorry. I only bring what I can get.
It's fortunate they expect nothing from you. I'm surprised you've even got the wits to stand upright.
Yes, Valum. I'll start unloading now.
You see that?
I saw it, but I don't believe it.
Oh, I didn't get her from the Ice Palace, that's certain.
She's left the dock. You'll have to move now.
Right. Come on, Lobo. Head first into the killing jar.
Right. Which way?
Follow me!
What's this, Mitchell?
Oh, Valum. I thought you'd gone.
That's obvious. Guilt's written all over you like a child's alphabet book. Were you actually making any effort to conceal it?
Don't, Balaam. I feel enough of a fool.
Restrict yourself to what you're fit for, Mitchell. Who are they?
They came aboard at the shuttle landing point. I couldn't stop them.
I doubt whether you tried. You've got no loyalty and precious little intelligence, Mitchell. All you've got is a name, and that belongs to somebody else. You know what will happen now.
You'll hunt them down and kill them?
Almost. We'll see if they're worth patenting, and then we'll hunt them down and kill them. If you had any more than a handful of brains, you'd be a liability, Mitchell.
Yes, Balaam.
Carry on with your unloading.
Yes, Balaam.
Shouldn't we wait for Mitchell?
The robot's safe here. We're not. Let him find us later if he can.
Well, he was right about this place. It does seem deserted.
Yes, I know. It bothers me.
And I don't understand this corridor. The way it twists, it feels like I should be walking up a wall.
Yeah, look ahead. It's twisted out of true, and yet the floor always seems to be underneath.
I'll worry about it later. Right now, we have to concentrate on losing ourselves in the passageways. If Mitchell was telling the truth, and this is an artificial planet, we may never find our way back. Then what do we do?
I told you. Worry about it later.
Shh.
Huh?
Somebody's coming.
What?
I can hear somebody. Turn down here.
It's a short tunnel linking to another of the long spirals.
Just move on, then.
I can't. It's blocked at both
ends. What
with?
Men. Freeze where you
are. Damn. Let's get back the way we came.
You really think it's worthwhile? Every passage is closed. It wasn't much of an exercise. Not worth counting it for the record.
It's just as well. You know, we can't damage them until after they've been patented.
What about that, Randall? Look what a couple of men did against all these gadgets.
Take them down to one of the cabins and lock them in.
Bulstrode!
I'm busy, Worm.
I know, but this is important.
It'd better be, or you'll be wearing your head backwards.
The icebreaker's arrived.
Since when was that news?
Well, let me finish, will you? We've been sent the usual supplies and something else. An elite officer, hardly more than a kid.
Don't make them wake him up.
He isn't drugged or anything. He slid in down the chute and he's armed.
Armed? With what?
A blaster. And he says he'll use it. He said he wanted Randall, and Palmer told him no chance. I thought he'd hit the roof and start shooting off there and then. But he said he wanted to see our leader. I explained that we don't have anything like that. And so now he wants to see all the team leaders together.
Randall, there's been nothing but damn trouble since he arrived. What does the kid want?
He's not saying. Not until all the team leaders are together.
It's going to be tricky. The kid on his own, or is the icebreaker waiting for him?
No, I looked, and it's gone.
And he's come for Randall.
Please, Bulstrode, he's really angry, and Burke keeps taunting him.
Burke's down there.
He was on the roster for unloading this trip.
That's all we need to put the cheese on the canary. If Burke rushes the kid, he'll be cut in half.
I've got to get round the rest of the team leaders. There's something strange about all of this.
You've got a wonderful capacity for stating the obvious. What else are you going to call a police operation out here?
That's what I mean. I don't think it's an official operation. I think the kid's on his own.
If he isn't in a box, he isn't on his own. Best to find out what he wants.
Why don't you put the gun down and we can all talk about this sensibly?
Move any closer and I'll make it so you can clean your teeth from the buck.
It was only a suggestion. There's no need to bite my head off for making a suggestion.
Forget it, Palmer. The kid thinks he's tough because he's got an elite face and a gun to wave around. That right, kid?
What does it matter to you? You'll be just as dead if you try anything. Where are those team leaders?
They're coming. The worm's got to get them.
The worm, he suits him.
Don't start getting superior, kid. You can't hide behind that blaster forever. I wiped the floor with one of your kind and I'll do it again.
Who do you mean? Randall?
Who else? He was no more welcome than you are. Now drop that guard once and you'll go the same way.
What's going on here, Berg? Who is this?
Who rattled your cage, Cone?
The worm wanted me down here to represent the dissidents.
Where is he?
You don't have time to say why.
And here, Bulstrode.
Watch out, that kid's arm.
I know.
That's as close as I want anybody to get. Nobody else through that door. You tell him.
You heard him. The rest of you stay in the corridor. You can listen through the door.
That's better. Now, I'm told that you're the nearest that this place has to a governing council.
We've got no government of any kind. We're the team leaders, that's all.
So who makes the decisions that affect you all?
There's only one kind of decision that affects us all in the Ice Palace. You work or you die. It's a conclusion we managed to arrive at pretty well without any help.
That's not good enough. I have to speak to somebody in authority.
Talk to the wind and the snow. They're the only authority around here.
You got something to say? Tell us all.
He's got nothing to say. He only came to spring his power.
Calm down, Berg.
As far as it goes, he's right. I came for Randall.
Randall's dead.
I know that now.
What are you going to do now that you can't have your spy back?
Try to get this through all the bone and into your brain. Randall wasn't a spy.
Give us another reason why Central should send one of the elite here.
There is no Central, and the elite are a paid army for a bunch of underbelly thieves. There's no Central because Randall closed it down. As an act of gratitude, the council had him sent here.
Great story. You learned it well.
Nearly as good as when Randall told it.
That's because it's true. Why else would either of us come here?
Don't ask us. Ask the spy.
Name me one reason why Central should send a spy here. It sent you to the Ice Palace so it could forget about you, make you cease to exist.
It's not for us to say.
Because there isn't a reason, that's why. I bribe my way out here from a city that's open to council exploitation and sliding backwards fast. I came because I was Randall's assistant, and he was the one point of self-assurance and constancy in the whole unstable situation. I've been sold out by the crew on the icebreaker and docked here without a passage back, and then I'm told that the one I came for walked out and died without saying why. What kind of a spy does that make me?
A pretty dumb one.
And you can stay where you are. I don't think I'm not watching you.
Don't rush him, Berg. It's not worth it.
It doesn't matter a damn to us why you came here. What do you think you're going to do now?
I don't. I have to have time to think. I'm going to need your help.
What makes you think you'll get it?
I'll force you if I have to. But when I say help, I mean it.
It doesn't sound too convincing when you say it over a gun.
Bird!
No! Look out!
I don't want to be pedantic about this, but aren't I supposed to do something when you're firing at me like that? Like die, for instance?
Oh, well, they've loaded me with blanks!
Where's your persuasion now?
Now he's mine! Wait! No one's going to stop me!
I didn't want that, but I'll do the same to anybody who thinks they can stop me saying what I have to say.
Nobody's stopping you talking. Berg's impulse.
Come on, Bostrom. You're not saying you believe him.
I'm not saying anything, but I'm wondering where the advantage could be in being dropped here with a blaster full of blanks and no boat home.
It could be a ruse.
Damn silly ruse to get torn apart. You all right, Berg?
I think I must have slipped. Oh, let me out.
Stay where you are. It's safer on the floor.
Ulster's got a point. But where does it get us?
I'll tell you. If you listen to me, I'll get you out and back to the city.
Just because you tell us what we want to hear, it doesn't mean we'll believe you.
Whatever you're going to say, it's been tried.
I'm the only one in the palace who's not been dropped for the journey on the icebreaker. I know its layout and its weaknesses.
We also know that it's shielded.
I've seen those shields and they're defective. If we all work together, we can do it.
If you know so much about the palace, then you know about the pipe network. If that isn't kept up, we're dead. Well, who's maintaining it while we're all working together?
Bring ice in, pack it into the cutout mechanism and freeze it solid.
Would it work?
It might. Dangerous if it doesn't.
We'll worry about that if we come to try it. First, I want to know what the kid expects in return for so much cooperation.
Nothing. I want to get back as much as you do. And I know I can't do it alone. My inside knowledge, your manpower.
And when we get back, what then? All of a sudden, you're back to being elite, and we're refugees.
Oh, I'll be no more welcome than you will. All I want is a crack at the two councillors who tricked me and put me here.
What happened to the famous elite inbred loyalty?
Loyalty to what? A dead city or a frozen hero? I'm being realistic.
We haven't said we'll cooperate.
But you will.
We've got minds, kid. May not have been taught to think so, but we have.
We can't decide this ourselves. We ought to take some kind of vote.
While we're doing it, three people to watch the kid. They should be able to hold him if he tries anything.
There's a lot we'll have to discuss. I want to ask Doc what he thinks about our chances of getting back onto normal food after the yeast.
We'd better assemble down in the canteen, then. It's the only place big enough. Who's going to tell the crews out on the ice?
They'll be back soon enough. There's word of another storm coming on. What about a guard for the kid?
Coming up.
Bulstrode. A word before you go.
What is it?
You know them all better than me. Which way they're likely to vote?
You really don't know?
I wouldn't be asking if I did.
You heard what he's offering. He's holding out freedom. They'll grab it and bite his hand off if he's not careful.
Hunter's Moon was written by Steve Gallagher.